This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Did you see what happened with Tom Brady and Mr. Beast?
No, wait, what?
Which, do you know who Mr. Beast is?
Yeah. Buddy, I'd be giving people a whole bunch of money on YouTube.
He's like a YouTube star, yeah, and my kids are obsessed with him, which is how I learned about him.
I'm obsessed with him. Not really, but if he's going to give me some bread.
Well, the fact that he goes up to random people in public and gives them money.
He's $1,000.
I'm in. Well, he hooked up with Tom Brady in retirement. He found Tom Brady on a yacht.
What?
And he said, I have a drone flying in the air over there. And if you can, in one shot, throw a football and knock my drone out of the air, it's on. And Tom Brady's like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can throw a football.
He said, I'm old.
That far away.
I ain't throwing a football in too long.
I don't know. And it's far away. Like, I'm looking at this thinking, there's no Tom Brady. There's even Tom joked, I'm never going to get that drone hovering in the air over there.
Uh-huh.
It's like several yards away.
Well, what happened?
Of course he hit the damn thing.
Beamed it.
Of course he did. He hit the drone. So he's like, well, maybe I should come out of retirement.
Don't make that be the teaser, man.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But it's pretty impressive, I got to say that Tom Brady sees this random, you know, drone in the air and actually hits it.
Beams it. That's the accuracy of a quarterback, though. He's arguably the GOAT, too. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to say duh, but kind of duh. I don't see how you don't hit that if you're Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
You got more rings. Well, not more rings than you got fingers,
but
he basically got as many rings as he does fingers. So I'm going to just say that. But
you should hit it.
You definitely shouldn't come out of retirement.
No, but congrats on hitting the drone.
Did they give anybody money?
No.
What?
But it got thrown from his $300 million yacht, if that's going to make you feel bad about your life for a minute.
Oh, a little flex post, huh? It wasn't about the football hitting the drone at all.
Post Malone and Chemical, new music, 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, it's Allie and DZ on a Monday morning, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning!
Good morning. It's a little chilly, I ain't gonna cap. I got a thick layer on today.
Yeah, I wore long sleeves and pants,
mm-hmm.
for sure. And yesterday was a go-to-the-movies type of day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what we did yesterday. We went to the movies.
Yeah?
Yep, we went to see the new Spider-Man movie.
Oh!
Man, when I say it ended and my jaw dropped and I looked at my kids and their jaws were on the floor and we just stared at each other in awe of the ending. And that's all I'm going to say about Spider-Man. I was like, what?
You can't do no spoilers, but
I'm saying you cannot even.
You can't speak on it, basically.
I can't say anything.
All you can
I
say
can't
is.
I say anything.
We saw the new Spider-Man.
Go see it. And the
Facts.
Ending.
I ain't going to lie. I saw it too. So
jaw
good.
To the floor,
so
man.
Good.
Jaw to the floor.
And the thing is, there were so many Easter eggs.
Yeah.
That was part of it. Easter egg galore city over this mug.
I'm even trying to catch up with some of the Spider-Verse stuff. Like, there would be points in the movie where I would turn to Hudson, my nine-year-old, and be like, wait, which one is that? Who is that?
What's
like,
that?
Where is that guy from again? Like,
what's
who's
going
that
on?
Guy?
it's a lot, but it is good. It's impressive. And I mean, the way technology works now, they can just boom, pump them, man.
Yeah.
I was very excited about this one.
So that's what me and my kids did. We went to see the new Spider-Verse movie.
Yeah.
What did you do, DZ?
Man, again, a big. Busy weekend, but
biggest thing
was that we won our game. We
okay.
won our first game.
Stop it.
For real. That was the biggest thing this week. That was my highlight.
You've said I couldn't come to any of your flag football games because you guys are so bad. You actually won this week?
Yeah. Because the other team forfeited.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
So you didn't even play.
Caught the dub, baby. Hey.
You didn't even play.
Baby, ain't nobody say nothing about play. I said we won.
Are you telling me right now that you won by accident?
Not accident, default.
Okay.
Default.
You won by accident.
Yeah, no, default. We caught the dub.
Congrats on finally winning a game.
Let's go, baby.
Congrats, okay.
No longer in the, well, we're still in the losing column, but no longer in the zero win column, baby. One dub in the books. Hey, I feel good.
You won your first flag football game by default.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. Caught my first dub after turning 30.
That's,
I mean, it's
impressive.
Strong out here.
Uh-huh.
Strong.
Okay. I went to see the new Spider-Verse movie with my kids. What did everybody else do? That's what I want to know. It was a very busy weekend around town. You had Polish Fest going on. You had Locust Street Festival going on.
Finally.
Lots of stuff going on. 414-533-1037. I want to hear about everybody's weekend. Tell us one thing, something cool that you did this weekend, and we will discuss next. Maybe you won your football game by default like DZ.
Thank you.
Maybe you saw Spider-Verse. We're not giving away any spoilers. Don't you dare even think about it. We'll talk about what you did this weekend. Coming up next, Kiss FM. I didn't even mention, we've got tickets to see Ava Max at Summerfest at 7:45 this morning. So not only do you get in to see Ava Max, you get into Summerfest with these babies.
Yeah, buddy.
Ooh, we're only a couple weeks away from Summerfest.
You could just call it tomorrow. Every time we say something, all of a sudden it's the next day and you're like, oh my gosh, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like we're running. It's already summertime, man. Don't doubt it.
Ooh-wee. Well, we're talking about something cool you did this weekend. Natalie in Menominee Falls, I see you. She said we went to the Greek Church Festival yesterday.
There's a Greek Church Festival?
Yes. I kept seeing people at it on Facebook and I was getting real jealous. So I was like, God, I should have gone.
What?
She said they got gyros and flaming cheese. So yummy.
Yum.
Ooh, I remember when they had Greek Fest at the State Fair. It used to be at State Fair and it was free.
I don't.
I don't know if it's the same one or they, I don't know, whatever.
Man, I'm salty. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Let's go to the phones though. Mike is in Hartford this morning. I'm bringing sexy back. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. Hey. Tell us something cool you did this weekend, Mike.
We went over to my uncle's house on Saturday and started getting Eileen acclimated to a pool because she starts swim lessons next month.
Aww.
The baby says swim lessons.
You got to teach.
On at the same time.
Like, she's been in the little plastic pools and the blow-up pools, but never to where she can't touch the bottom.
A pool. So, yeah.
It's a game changer. Pool,
so she was... Mm-hmm. She was definitely not a fan, but she liked jumping off the ladder into Kathleen's hands. So,
yeah. No, get her acclimated with the water as early as possible. Do that with all kids, man. Well,
when we went out east last year, she was fearless of the ocean.
Good.
So that's kind of
scary.
Yeah, we're kind of like, yeah, we need to get her to be able to swim because God forbid.
You're right. Hey. Knock on wood. Air time, man.
You don't want anything to happen to her, but you'd rather her be more ambitious than totally afraid to go in, honestly.
I'd rather have it and not need it. Than need it and not have it.
Exactly, that part. No, but swim lessons are important. Me and Aaron have been talking about getting Young Samurai and some swim lessons this summer, too.
You should.
Yeah, we want to. We want to. It's just a matter of what pool. Mm-hmm. Is it heated? Because one of us got to get in.
Dude, Princeton Club. Well,
come on, man.
Eileen's in a class where we don't get in with her. They're only with instructors because she's old enough.
That's the way Swimtastic was. So. It was money. I loved it.
Yeah, facts.
Thanks for calling,
Mike. That's what's up. Yep, have a good day, guys.
You too, man. Talk to you later, bro.
All right, Ashley is in Cudahy this morning. Let's pull up her theme song. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Ashley. Lots of people went to graduation parties this weekend. I see that coming in on the text. Stephanie and Jackson said grad party. What did you do this weekend, Ashley?
So I used to work at McDonald's many moons ago. And one of our store managers actually retired from McDonald's, and we threw her a surprise retirement party at the Whitnall Beer Garden. So we all got together and got a little tipsy at the beer garden.
I love the Whitnall Beer Garden.
It was a McRetirement.
Yes.
Hey.
You know why the Whitnall Beer Garden is great? Because they have a playground. So
you can't go over there.
They have a bar and a playground. That's all I need as a parent.
I don't know y'all for the next. Right, there you go. Exactly, Ashley. Kids. What kids? Forget them kids.
It was so much fun, though, to reminisce about, like, all of, like, the really good times and the weird times with, like, interesting orders and...
The random stuff where you're like, man, you remember that one time? Buddy tried to come through the window.
Yes. Ooh.
Yes.
I would love to hear your McDonald's stories sometimes, Ashley, but not today.
God.
Another day.
Right. Over the weekend.
Segment.
Yeah, right. For real, though. Over the weekend, though, you were flipping memories, not flipping burgers.
Nice. Hey, thanks for calling, Ashley.
We appreciate you.
You guys have a great day. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
All right. Charlie is on the phone. We haven't heard from Charlie in a second.
Dude's been busy. Where's he up to, man?
I don't know. We're going to find out. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning.
Moo. Charlie. People are texting in another grad party. Somebody said they had a grad party at the Brewers game. Fun.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
What about you, Charlie? What'd you do this weekend?
I went to my granddaughter's fifth birthday party yesterday.
Aww.
Granddaughter's fifth.
Before we get out of the car, she sees me. The three older ones see me coming. They look back. Can we run by grandpa? They come up.
Aww.
And the youngest one, she's 2 years old. She's my little baby doll. I go, you grandpa's little baby doll? She goes, yep.
Yep. Aww. They're still in that cute phase. Aww. Oh, man.
You know, I'm gonna out DZ right now. Down on a piece of paper, granddaughter? How old is Charlie? Charlie's a young grandpa.
Okay,
I'll be 52 this year.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll
strong.
Be 52. And I'll have 8 grandkids by October. My 8th one in October.
You met Charlie, you'd be shocked he had 8 grandkids.
Well, what I'm saying is Charlie and I sound like we both 30. So I'm just like, all right. Charlie,
that's what my son up here, he always tells me, you look like you're 30. How can you be a grandpa?
That man, see, I knew I felt right. I was like, granddaughter, 5. But Charlie, how old are you? And then the song, like, your song is dope. But, bro, what? Hey, but I ain't judging no books.
The oldest is 6 years old. The oldest is 6 and the youngest is, 2 years old.
Well, yeah.
2 years old, so.
Nah, young grandpops, though, man, I hear.
We picked Charlie's song because we knew he was a farm guy. So we gave him the Doja Cat.
Okay.
It's not like he pulled up with Doja Cat.
I thought he picked it.
I said something with a moo, something with farming.
There we go. Backstory makes sense. I just felt like, dang. Yeah. So, hey, Charlie ain't a granddaddy. He's a grandzaddy.
He's
young. Grandzaddy. He's young out here, y'all. Beware. Charlie, we appreciate you, man.
Bye, Charlie.
I appreciate you guys. Bye,
later,
guys.
Man,
have a great day.
You too. Bye.
414-533-1037. Tell us something cool you did this weekend. We have time to take more calls and texts next. I see all your texts coming in, so we'll get to them. I can't wait to hear what you do this weekend. Tell us. Tell us something cool you did this weekend. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Somebody texted in and said, Top Golf for a friend's birthday. And they got their hair done. Back to blonde for the summer. Nice.
Very nice. That's what I'm talking about. Top Golf for a friend's birthday. That sounds cool.
I don't even want to read this text from Tony in West Allis.
What? Omar, now you got to read it. Because you said Tony in West Allis said something and your face said that he said something. So now you got to say what he said. Say
Tony,
something.
You're disgusting. He said, I finally pooped without taking a laxative. It's the small victory.
Hey, no, Tony. That's a dub. Hey, there we go, Tony.
Gross. It's like my kid when I'm like, yay, you went on the potty. Yay.
I support you, Tony. I'm cheering you on for real.
All right, let's go to the phone. Saucy Sandra is on the phone this morning. She's different. Good morning, Saucy Sandra.
I'm different. Good morning, guys. Hey there, hey.
Hey, Saucy. How are we doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Good. Tell us something cool you did this weekend.
Talk to us.
Waukesha Pools finally opened this last weekend.
Where is the Waukesha Pool?
My pool pass. Oh, there's Buckner, and then know the name of the other one, but it's over by Speedway. That's all I know.
Yeah, in that little park, right? Like, tucked off on that little bluff.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what park you guys are talking about.
I don't remember the name of that park either, but it's a tiny, cute little park, and it's randomly got a pool in it, and you're like, oh, there's a pool here.
It's
beautiful. It's like smack dab in the center of Waukesha. It's a nice little spot.
I can Google Waukesha pools. I can find it.
We can find it.
I like it.
Yeah. You know how to use the inter of the webs.
Yep.
All right.
The bar down the road had its 10-year anniversary. That was a good time.
So strong.
Pools and parties. That's what Sandra did this weekend.
Pools and parties. Yes. And children. Oh, and I did a face mask and I did nails and everything with the girls.
Hold on. Pools, parties, pamper. Pools, parties, pamper. Pools, parties, pampered. Okay, Saucy. The triple P. Get out of here. Saucy, we appreciate you.
Thanks,
have a good
Saucy.
Day.
Yeah, y'all do too.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Yeah. Last but not least, Ryan is in Calabama this morning, which is really Caledonia.
Everybody, I'm the man.
Did I tell y'all my wife? What up? Hey, did I tell y'all my wife was convinced that Calabama was a real place for a little bit? For all of like 24 hours?
No, Caledonia, everybody.
Yeah, right.
It's a real place. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ryan got people convinced, man.
Ryan, tell us something cool you did this weekend.
So this weekend I had my Guardian for Gunners charity golf outing. Mm-hmm. So we went out there, we hit some golf balls on nine holes and had a blast.
What was it for?
It was awesome. So it was for my friend's Guardian for Gunners charity.
Okay.
It collects proceeds for people that have lost infants or children at a young age, and it helps them out.
That's
oh,
really...
wow. For anything, they could have lost a child for any reason at all? Nothing specific?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's a strong cause, man.
Yeah.
That's a strong cause.
We had a blast spitting out some money this weekend towards that. It was awesome. Great turnout for it. I can't wait for next year. We're gonna win first place next year.
What'd you shoot?
Wasn't happening this year. So.
What'd you shoot, Ryan? Talk to me, man. What'd you shoot?
You don't even want to know.
It's scramble.
It's scramble, so it was nice.
Okay.
I shot a 40 on the front nine out of four of us, so that's not too great. I mean, in reality, I probably shot closer to like a.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, look at this, written in by Amanda on Facebook. One of our Amandas or a different Amanda, I wonder?
Ooh, the world may never know.
Ooh. All right, so they want to know what they should do, DZ. Amanda said, this doesn't have to be anonymous. Good, because I already read your name.
We already said it. Oops.
Whoops. Didn't read that before I read the name. All right, Amanda said, DZ, I'm trying to set up my kid's birthday party. I'm only letting them have a limited number of friends for their party. The problem is two of them are their cousins that they are very close with. But if I don't invite my other aunt and uncle and cousin with their kids, I'll feel bad and it might start an issue since I've invited the other two cousins and not them.
Mm.
The party is at home, but I won't have enough money to buy the extra supplies for seven additional kids. Okay, wait, so you invited some of the cousins and not all the cousins?
Right, because you're closer to some of the cousins and not all of the cousins?
Yikes!
Snap!
Can you do this with family?
Amanda? Nah, hell no, you can't. I mean, some people will say, hell yeah, you can, but this ain't what some people would say, not yet at least, is what would DZ do?
Mm-hmm.
And G, you got to cut some corners.
Yeah.
You got to figure something out and be able to invite those seven extra people or the seven extra kids. I know it's limited, but you're at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're at a place that's limiting. You're personally limited.
It's either all the kids or no kids. Yes or
right.
no.
Or it's going to be only a family party. And then you really got to cut the list down. And then it's, I'm sorry, son, but we're doing something different this year. You know, take like a little weekend getaway and pick one friend that you can come. And we're going to go to the hotel and you can swim, do whatever. We're going to take you to the Dells. Blah, 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 whatever, right?
Yeah.
But in this situation, if you already got family invited, G, you're going to have to cut some corners. You're going to have to tell them to bring something. If it's family, tell them, hey, bring some ice cream, bring a cake, you know, bring this, can you bring paper plates? Can you bring extra cups? They will help you out. The family will pull up and they're going to hold you down, man.
You're right.
I'm saying you got to make room or you got to cut corners, but you got to figure something out, because if you invite half the family and not the other half, I'm going to tell you right now, this is an issue with my family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes family will get invited to a Thanksgiving or a Christmas and it's only half the family. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh, okay, bet.
Oh, you invited them and not us.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay.
We see y'all picture. Okay, that's cute. That ain't no problem.
Look at you on Facebook posting pictures and we weren't invited.
That looked like a nice spread y'all eating over there. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to cause a whole nother issue and backstory and back problems and backiotomy issues.
Backiotomy issues.
No, but yeah, it's a large load to carry when you start getting funky like this with family. So I say avoid that backache and invite the extra family and tell them to bring something with you.
Figure it out. Invite the extra family. Tell them to bring stuff.
Yeah. What would you say?
What would I say? Yeah. I would say you can't invite two of the cousins and not the other cousins to a kid's birthday party. I think they're all going to feel left out. The parents are going to take it more personally than the kids are, because I'm a parent and we know how that goes. So I would not only, and I get it why your kid is only close with two of their cousins and not the others, but you can't just invite two and not the others.
That's tough to go a limited party already and then say, well, if we're inviting two cousins, then that means seven more people, or seven kids
that's
on
too
top
much
of that.
Too.
That's a lot. That's adding an extra party.
This is the same as when your kid has like certain friends in a class, but you don't want to invite the whole class, but you're afraid to only invite like three kids from the class because you don't want to...
Try to slide the invites on the low?
You don't want people to feel left out. This is the problem with participation trophies.
It's inevitable.
But we all feel it.
It is inevitable. Some people are going to feel left out no matter how you explain it to somebody, man. That's part of the problem, ain't it?
All right, what would you do? DZ says, invite them and then tell the family to bring some stuff. 414-533-1037. Amanda wants to know what to do. She's having a kid's birthday party for her kid, has invited two of the cousins, but not the others, and knows she's going to start something if she doesn't invite the other seven kids.
It's about to be drama, man.
But can't afford it. So
did you go to Cuzzo's party? No. What? You went? What? Oh.
I'll take a different take. I'll throw the whole thing in the trash. Forget the whole party.
For real?
I'm clipping. Stop.
It. Oh, you going crazy today. you being like me.
Why not? I did just pull a DZ. I'm wild.
You said, you know what? Forget it. Nobody likes birthdays anyway.
You're broke? That's your problem. Cut the whole thing, man.
Oh my God.
I sound crazy, don't I?
I like it.
What is wrong with me?
Okay. No, I like it.
We'll take your calls and your texts next. Aw, Ed Sheeran wrote that about his best friend who died. Aw, that's a good song. Eyes Closed by Ed Sheeran. 103.7 Kiss FM. Don't forget, we have got tickets for you to see Ava Max get you into Summerfest coming up at 7:45.
ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
For Ava.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do what would DZ do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Amanda wrote in, said she doesn't want to be anonymous. Okay.
Put my name in your mouth.
It's good to hear because I said your name before I read that part. So...
Glad you're comfortable, Amanda.
Amanda wrote in because she's trying to set up her kid's birthday party, but she's letting only a limited number of friends come
because
it's expensive. So two of them are cousins. The problem is there's like seven other people she would have to invite if she invited all of their cousins.
You only invited two cousins when there's seven cousins in the wings waiting, bro. You can't do that. You can't do that.
You can't. You can't invite some cousins. You got to cut the have a family party and a friend party then.
It's a saying in...
That would have been a good solution.
See, but they're already saying they can't really afford the one if they add the cut. What, you going to do two?
No.
Right?
You got to
do the one. There's a saying in a lot of Latin American cultures, but you know, I'm Colombian, but it's like, agregale agua a la sopa. Add water to the soup. That means more people are coming over. You gotta dilute a little bit to make it last. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gets a smaller piece of cake. Yeah. Everybody gets a smaller scoop of ice cream. Right. We're going to make this last, baby.
Right.
It's a budget birthday now. Sorry.
You know what? You're not wrong. I'm down to add water to the soup.
I'm saying, got to add water to the soup, baby. More people are coming over.
Destiny is on the phone. I can't wait to hear what her suggestion is for this one. Destiny. Good morning.
Throw your hands in the air because that's a true player.
Destiny, what should Amanda do?
I wish I would not invite all the cousins. Listen, I come from a generation when you would see everybody's bike at someone's house, you know it's going down over there. So you go over there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You would call.
You just show up.
Hey, who's all over there?
Exactly.
So, and everybody comes. Like you said, DZ, you add water to the soup. You know what I'm saying? You make it happen. You
Figure
can't invite one cousin because the cousins are going to grow up and say, hey, man, remember my party? And be like, no, man, your mama was being booty that day and didn't invite her.
Right. Mama was being a booty head, bro.
Yeah, right. Don't be the booty head mama that all the people talk about later on because you didn't want to invite them because you worried about some extra hot dogs you can throw on the grill or something. No, you invite everybody.
Destiny's right, though. She's like, I come from a day where we just acted like we weren't broke. Everybody just showed up and you figured it out.
Somehow made it work.
Yeah.
Man, Sloppy Joe's goes a long way. Why do you feel like you got to feed everybody? Why people just can't come sometimes? You know what I'm saying?
That part.
That's a great topic for another day is why are we so over the top anymore with parties? It's true. Why can't you
just have
a basic popcorn party? Here's popcorn, everybody.
Popcorns and movies, yeah.
The house be like, Aunt Destiny, what happened to food? You was late.
You get a bunch of candy from the dollar store. No, hold on.
We had to get to my grandpa's house before my cousin David and Mutra would get there because them some big boys.
They tear it up.
You were at grandpa's before David and Mutra were there. Guess what? Your Sunday breakfast menudo was more Sunday nothing. Right.
Yep. More like a minuto.
with butter, and that was it. You be like, what happened to your menudo? David and Mutra ate it all.
Yeah. Destiny, chill out.
Okay.
but she brings up a huge point, man. Like, you gotta make it work. It's family. And come on now. She said it perfect.
So you're saying invite the other seven kids and figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You better come on now. Bring something with y'all to pass around.
Destiny, I said throw the whole party in the trash. That was my solution on a Monday.
No, See, look at you. Then you go. Your kid gonna be at home going, "Mama, what happened to the party?
What party?
Oh no, I was broke.
I don't even know.
Yeah,
get a job.
Get a $5 pizza.
Little Caesar's called. Hey, thanks, Destiny.
Appreciate your call, fam.
All right, y'all, later.
Later. No, but she brought up a great point. Made me think. Yeah. Lateral the party. Switch it up. If you don't got it completely planned, go ahead and move. Now, guess what? We're hanging out. We're only doing cake. We're not actually doing food. She probably wants to overdo it, overspend, and give her kid the best birthday, whatever she didn't have.
We all do, and we can. That's the problem. You either go into debt, or you are broke, right? Or you're rich and good for you.
We've glorified birthdays far too much, man.
We've glorified everything from the gender reveal parties to the multiple baby showers to the, I still got to bring a gift to your fourth wedding. No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Okay?
No, I don't.
Now I'm on a tangent. Again, see,
the present is that I got here.
You got me off on weddings and gender reveals now. Lori's in Cedarburg. Let's pull her up this morning. Oh man, getting too far. Lori, you picked the best song ever. Lori, good morning.
Morning.
Woo! Girls, we run this mother. All right, Lori, what's your advice for Amanda this morning for what would DZ do?
You got to invite the whole family. Doesn't matter how close or not, because I was one of the older cousins. When I was 18, my youngest cousins were 3 and 5, but we still got invited to their events and stuff because it's family, and we're Italian, and you don't have to ask the family about what's for food. We're bringing it.
Bringing it. Yeah, I mean, that's facts.
Small family get together. There's more food than anybody can eat.
She's not wrong.
I get it. And it's too much. It's gluttonous. So because your mom's always making, it's like Jersey Shore table. There's always too much food at the table, but everybody's eating no matter what. Right?
Everybody's eating good, man. Nobody's missing the meal for sure. But you got to take care of family.
Yeah, I agree. I actually say family before the friends.
Well, it's like Dominic Toretto from Fast and Furious says, it's about family.
That was a movie line, DZ. That wasn't real.
So,
life.
Did it not mean everything? Okay, exactly.
Fine. It's about family.
It's about family.
Where are the chicken cutlets? Pass the garlic bread.
My cousin just got married 2 years ago, and so there's a huge age difference in our cousins, and we're all over the country. She invited all the cousins, and maybe they can't show that weekend. Maybe they got something else planned, so still invite them. They might not come, though.
Ooh, yeah. That's facts. Hey, it's at least the courtesy of inviting them. Lori, appreciate your logic. We needed it today.
Thank you.
Allie was trying to cancel the party.
I was.
We appreciate you, Lori. Have a good day. Bye.
You guys are not afraid to ask people to bring food. See, I wouldn't. I would just be like, I'll figure it out. But you're like, no, ask the family.
I'd ask, what should we bring?
You're right. I'd be like, Mom, cook something quick.
Thank you. Come on.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And if you missed it on Friday, we had a big announcement on this show.
It was a decent size announcement.
It was huge. Okay.
It was about a 9 month worth of announcing.
DZ, tell everyone what the big announcement was on your 30th birthday on Friday.
On Friday, we told everybody that we having a baby. We adding a baby to the Kiss family, y'all. My wife, Erin, and I are adding a youngin' to the squad. We're building the roster. We're starting the army.
Erin is pregnant with your second baby. Yeah. How exciting is that?
Yeah, buddy. And we ain't telling you whether it's a boy or a girl.
That makes me crazy. That's fine. That's fine. It was funny because we posted it on Facebook and Instagram that you and your wife are expecting, and people were writing things like, I missed the show for one day and all of this happens?
All of a sudden, somebody turns a milestone life birthday and is having a baby?
It was a big day on the show. That's for hilarious. Sure. So I was glad I got to see your wife on Friday for a short period, and she looks great. Four months pregnant, right?
Pregnancy looks good on her, right? Yeah.
She looks great. Great. And she's funny. And my kids finished school on Friday. That was their last day of school.
Right.
So now they're at home and they have been asking me all weekend when they can come on the show.
Wait, are they home alone?
Maybe.
Oh, snap.
They're old enough now that they can do summers alone.
You kidding me? Hell yeah, they can.
But all weekend, when can we come to work with you? And I said, not Monday.
All week.
Let DZ know. No.
Every day. Oh, my bad. My bad. I ain't speaking for you, Mama Bear. My bad. I love it.
How many animal sounds can we do to say no?
Moo, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Bacchanal. buckety buck buck no?
Buckety buck.
How many ways can I say no in animal sound? I told Owen and Hudson they could come to work this week one day. And they'll be at their dad's part of the week, too. Because we split the week,
right,
you know? So
right.
I don't know what day this week I'll bring them, but it's going to be tomorrow or Wednesday.
Oh, but
they get one day.
And surprise me. I don't care. You know it. I like the boys.
Well, and they love coming, too, because they get to get we pick up donuts on the way in. And it's like a fun go to work with mom.
Come kick it. Hang out. And now we got a couch in here so they can really kick it.
Exactly.
Can you kick it?
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I just had to have a quick family meeting because, one, if anybody missed the big announcement on Friday, that DZ and his wife were having their second baby.
Right.
And what day should I bring the kids to work? I had to ask you that, DZ.
Honestly, it don't matter to me. Right. You could have brought them today. You could bring them tomorrow. You could bring them on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You could do it all next week. We could just have summer camp at KISS FM.
That's true.
And we could start charging people for it, too, because we could take everybody else's kids. You know what I'm saying? Like... $200 a kid, something like that. Stop. Like, we just have everybody here on the air.
We're not having a KISS FM day camp.
We could totally do that.
I don't have time to watch other people's kids.
We could
kids.
Do that. I'm CPR certified.
I don't even have time to watch my kids.
I took a babysitting class too
when I was 13. Doesn't mean I remember anything from it.
I'm over here scheming on how to make money. Can you tell that I need money fast?
All of a sudden, we got a day camp set up in the field outside of KISS FM. Nope, no supervision other than it's at the radio station.
It's fenced in. They got water. What? What else do you need?
Okay. Coming up next for Am I the Jerk? This one involves a couple who doesn't want to go to their sister's wedding, but the reason why is kind of messed up, I think.
Okay.
So we're going to get into Am I the Jerk next. And then after Am I the Jerk, tickets to go to Summerfest to see Ava Max. Going to get you into Summerfest.
Ooh-wee.
And you'll get to see her. Lots going on in the next half hour. Don't go anywhere. KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
At the end of the submission... this woman wrote in and said, I would like to utilize the witness protection program if you use this on the air.
Got it.
You got it. So her name is Janelle.
Janelle. I was going to say, we don't know.
I really don't remember what her actual name was because I put
Hopefully it's not Janelle.
But it's Janelle now. So she said, are we the jerk if we don't go to his sister's wedding and go on vacation instead?
Oh my gosh.
It sounds bad when you say it like that, doesn't it?
It better be that you don't get along with the sister and there's a whole estranged relationship.
Because
Talk to me.
This is what Janelle wrote in. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. I want to know if my husband and I are the jerks for not going to his sister's wedding. My husband's sister is having a destination wedding in Punta Cana in May of next year, 2024. I started to look at prices, and it would be very expensive for us to make the trip, even just for a couple of nights. Frankly, it's just not a place I'd like to travel or spend my money on.
Mm.
Now, this is where it gets tricky. My husband and I are planning on going to Italy next year with my family.
Oh.
Italy's a dream destination. We've been wanting to go there for a long time, and it would be more expensive than the Punta Cana trip for my sister-in-law's wedding. Are we the jerks if we don't go to the wedding, but we go to Italy with my family? We can't financially pull off both. My husband and I are on the same page, by the way.
Oh, dang. And the husband's good to...
Janelle, who asked to be in the witness protection program for obvious reasons.
Janelle, for very obvious reasons.
So they're going to blow off the Punta Cana wedding, the sister's wedding, because they'd rather go to Italy with her family. This is going to start something.
Just to go to Italy. Not even because there's a reason to go, not a special life moment, not a major
with
life.
With her family, it's a family trip. It isn't.
Nah, dog. You just going to Italy. Not going to your sister's wedding.
But you could also say you're going to spend thousands of dollars on a family trip. It's up to you at the end of the day.
I guess, but you ain't supporting a family like that.
It's messed up.
And you guys aren't estranged. It didn't say whether they had a bad or good relationship, but clearly it's not a strong relationship if the husband isn't fighting a little bit harder to go to, like, no, we should go to Punta Cana for the wedding.
Well, and I've been to the Dominican Republic. We go there because it's reasonable to get there, and it's beautiful when you get there. And for me, at least. So I'm like, Italy would bang me out so hard into debt. Like,
pause.
Italy would be a whole nother expensive. Like, for me, I feel like Italy's way more expensive than going to the Caribbean. No? Am I crazy? They're both. Okay, fine. I'm trying to rationalize how much money you're spending here.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you're going to blow a boatload anyway because you're out on vacation, quote unquote.
You're right.
Dog, but Italy, Europe is more expensive. It's far more expensive, and your dollar's going to go way further in Latin American countries. That is a proven fact.
which is why we like to go there.
You know what I'm saying?
Ah, this one's tough, man. Coming back to the family feeling, you know, Dominic Toretto, it's about family.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go with the family one. Yeah, you the jerk. God. Yeah, you and your husband are the jerks.
If they don't go.
Yes. Yes, 100%. I'm sorry, but you got to bite the bullet. Nobody's saying you got to go do the tourist
excursions. But then they're going to miss the whole family vacation with her family to Italy.
Plan it for yourself another time. You're going to have to take that trip personal the next year.
Ooh, all right, Janelle. Sorry. Janelle wants to know if her and her husband's,
polygamy out here.
I got husband. Her and her husband are the jerk if they don't go to his sister's wedding in Punta Cana, but they go on vacation to Italy with her family instead because they can't afford to do both. 414-533-1037. Dying to hear which way people are going to go. You're an adult. Your money. Do what you want. Go where you want.
I hear you.
But then your family's going to be gone.
But just forget your family, right?
Oof. Here's Post Malone, Chemical, Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Janelle wants to know if her and her husband are the jerk if they don't go to his sister's wedding in Punta Cana, but they go on vacation to Italy instead with her family because they can't afford to do both. Yikes.
I mean, who can afford to do both? Y'all, if you can, y'all got bread, then this isn't a dilemma.
There's people listening that can, and we don't know how those people roll, DZ.
It's true. True. Hey, my bad. Hands up. My bad.
Single mom, new parent of young children. We don't roll with two vacations like that anymore, right. Let me tell you. All right, Ashley's in Tosa this morning. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
All right. Ashley, you got to turn your radio down and then tell us, what do you think? Is Janelle and her husband the jerk if they don't go to his sister's wedding in Punta Cana, but they go to Italy instead?
No, I do not think that they're the jerk.
What? Go on.
No, you know, here's the thing. When you have a destination wedding, you have to accept that not everyone's going to be able to come. And that's a choice that you make.
Oh.
And if you'd rather go to Italy, then go to Italy. I mean, they're both going to always be there. So, but no, I don't think they're the jerk.
But Ashley, you're blowing off. You're not just blowing off Punta Cana. You're blowing off his sister's wedding.
Right. And I bet you're the only family member not going.
But going on another trip.
Well, then the family member should chip in and help pay for me to get there.
But you're basically saying, I can't afford to go to your wedding, but I can afford to go to Italy.
To Italy. Like, in the same time frame, basically.
Ashley's right, though. You're an adult. You pick its destination.
Yeah.
On that tip, I get that. Like, you don't have to go to people's weddings if they're destination. It's not.
And if you choose a destination, you got to understand that some people might have either reservations about where you're going or just can't get to where you're trying to get to. So
but it's the sister.
Exactly. It sounds like the Italy trip was planned longer.
It kind of does. I did feel like that was just already in the dreams. That's a whole family thing they've been talking about for 20 years or something like that.
I just want to go.
Ashley, no, you're not persuading me. No, Ashley, I won't let it be done.
She says not the jerk. You do not have to go to destination weddings. The end.
I hear what she's saying, though. Facts. Mm-hmm. So appreciate your call, Ashley. Thanks. Not the jerk from you.
Yep.
Have a good day.
All right, so what Ashley says bye. Not the jerk.
Yeah, man. All that's right. Tough, son.
Let's go to Lisa in Sheboygan, then our girl. Pull up her theme song. Oh,
that's right.
It's been a hot minute. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. It's not been a hot minute because I haven't tried. Sorry, guys.
Oh, you're living your life, huh?
Oh, you've been busy, huh? That's what you're trying to say?
No.
Rude.
I mean, I can send you the screenshots of my call log calling every day, guys. Come on now.
No, I believe it.
It's hard to get in some days, but you're here, Lisa. And, you know, Ashley just blew us away and said, not the jerk. Is Janelle and her husband a jerk if they don't go to his sister's wedding in Punta Cana, but they go instead on vacation to Italy with her family?
I mean, I definitely respect everybody's opinions, but this is total jerk situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that if you're choosing a destination wedding, you have to expect that some people can't come. But I'd expect, like, my friend from, like, seventh grade not being able to come, not my sibling.
Right.
If they're giving you ample time to plan, you're probably going to that wedding for, like, 10 grand less than going to Italy.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, let's be real. Like, that trip seems, like, really expensive to Italy. Like, I would do everything in my power to come up with the several grand that needed to go to my sibling's wedding, right, and not a vacation I could take a year or maybe two later.
That's facts.
Yes, live your best life, blah, blah, blah. But it's your sibling.
It's the problem of the milestone event, the wedding in Punta Cana. Like, there's no wedding in Italy, but you are going on a family trip with your extended family, but there's no wedding.
There's nothing to go for besides just you want to go to Italy.
Uh-huh. But you don't. They're openly admitting, we don't want to go to Punta Cana, which is, what the hell?
That's crazy. Who doesn't want to go to Punta Cana?
It's amazing. I mean, I don't know why you want it, but
that's beside the point that y'all sound foolish for saying that. But
I mean, beach all day, but listen, I'm with Lisa. This is a family member. This is not your friend. Yeah. This is a family. This is a sister.
I'm surprised you're not in the wedding. You got a choice to not go? What?
Right.
You got a choice to not be there. Like, that's impressive in itself, because that wouldn't have been a thing in my family. Everybody's there.
Yep.
Everybody's there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Lisa says jerk.
Yeah, of course.
Jerk.
Mm-hmm. And I support it. Lisa, we appreciate your call.
Thanks, Lisa.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye. Somebody texted in and said, yes, jerk. It would be different if they already have the Italy trip planned and then they could say no.
Mm-hmm.
But they're definitely jerks. Other people are texting in and saying, not the jerk. When you have a destination wedding, you expect your guest list to get shorter. That's why most people have a party after their destination wedding.
Yeah, but what Lisa was saying is it's the guest list, not the family list. The family list should all be there for whoever gets invited.
Especially if they can afford to go to Italy at the same time. Just saying. Lindsay is in Muskego this morning, and Lindsay finally caught in 5 days in a row. I don't know how she did it, but she did, and got her own theme song. So she picked the Jonas Brothers. She picked Waffle House, their new song. Good morning, Lindsay in Muskego.
Good morning.
Hey.
Got your Jonas Brothers as your theme song. Congrats.
Thank you.
As a regular on this station, you get a theme song when you call now. We can't guarantee you get in, though. but we got a theme song if you do get in.
But your song's locked in. There we go. We got it.
Lindsay, is she the jerk, Janelle and her husband, for not going to the sister's wedding but going to Italy instead?
Yeah, she's the jerk. You can't miss your sister's wedding. That's insane.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's your sister.
It's your sister.
His sister, but also, still, it's his sister.
Her sister, same too, thing. Through marriage, but it's family.
It's messed up.
Mm-hmm. Also, if she's going to Italy, I'm wondering if she's Italian, because she's Italian. Family is big in Italian families. Like, you don't mess with Italian families, usually.
So that's why they're going with her family, not
right,
his.
Right. Her family's more important.
I would get the dilemma, but you would have to go with his sister's wedding.
Yes, 100%.
Now, I think it's strange to pick your own vacation in place of. It's one thing to say, it'd be better if they just said, we don't want to go, we can't afford it, and then the Italy trip's a different time.
Right, years later.
The fact that they're going instead of is the issue here.
Yeah, the fact that we're putting grains of rice on the tipping the weight scales, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're making you choose because it's a hard choice. I get the dilemma. I'd want to go to Italy. I want to go to Punta Cana, too. But my sister's wedding, if and when she chooses to get married, will always take precedence of whatever else is on the table.
Couldn't agree more. Mm. All right. Lindsay rounded it out with jerk. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great week, guys.
You too. Bye.
So Janelle and her husband are jerks for blowing off the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Coming up next, it is a new week of winning here at Kiss FM. We are going to give you tickets to go see Ava Max. She's going to be at the BMO Pavilion. And not only are you going to get tickets, you're going to get a Summerfest gift card. The winning coming up after Doja Cat. Don't go anywhere. Kiss FM. It's Ava Max. She's going to be at the BMO Pavilion at Summerfest, 9:30 p.m. on Saturday, July 1st. We're hooking you up with tickets all this week. Not only do you get into Summerfest, but then you get pit passes to her show when she headlines the BMO Pavilion, and a Summerfest gift card.
And she's such a performer. You know she's probably bringing like a live band with her. They're going to be
better.
Hitting that on the guitar. Ooh, they're going to be going crazy. Right. That's going to be a great show.
Yes. Well, Doran is on the phone in New Berlin this morning. Good morning, Doran. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, good, man. You know, we're just kind of hanging out, doing some things, starting off the week slowly.
Chilling. What are you up to?
Mundane Monday. What about you? Yeah.
Driving into work Monday morning. Driving into work. Yeah.
Bet you won't call out.
Is that a challenge? Like,
bet you won't call out.
I wouldn't call out, Doran.
I dare you to call out.
Don't take DZ's advice. Go to work. Okay. The good news is you're caller 30.
Hey!
awesome.
Doran, we are weeks out from Summerfest. It's right around the corner. And now you're going. We've got tickets for you to get in, and you get pit passes to Ava Max. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Now you got an excuse to call out. Listen, I can't come to work. I just won on Kiss FM. I ain't going to make it today.
DZ, the tickets are for a Saturday night. Okay, stop.
Nobody's got to celebrate today because he just won. You don't go to work after you win.
Well, he can show up early and spend all day there and get the most out of his tickets. I'll tell you that. The 55th anniversary of Summerfest. And all week long, we've got your tickets. Hold on, Doran. We're going to get your info, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Awesome, man.
I am getting the Summerfest feels right now. I'm getting excited about this
week. Is that what that feeling is in the air? Summerfest around the corner? I was wondering.
Not only do we have tickets at 7:45 every day this week for you to get in and go see Ava Max and get pit passes, at 8:40 this morning and every day this week, we're doing it all over again.
Yeah.
And we're hooking you up with tickets to go see Young Gravy and Nikki Yore, who sings Sunroof. We all know, Sunroof. We all know that song.
You know the song. You know the song. And you're going to go see him.
At 8:40 this morning, your chance to win those pit passes and your general admission tickets. Get ready.
You thought we were done.
No, we're not.
Or you thought it was just Ava Max.
We're not.
Didn't we just say Summerfest is going crazy?
Mm-hmm.
So you think we ain't
going
to go crazy?
We're going crazy.
Duh.
We're going big energy around here. BDE. Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
We keep talking about this. Well, I shouldn't say keep. We talked about it last week, and I have to bring it up again. Is Bill Murray really dating Khalees?
Hell yeah, they are.
This can't be.
Her milkshake brought Bill Murray to the yard.
He's 72. She's 43.
That's only like 30-year difference.
Oh, God, no.
You really saying no?
Everybody, all the rumors are leading to yes.
I believe it. I know when we talked about it last week, it was like a no way. No. I got to thinking about it. They both have some similarities in relationships.
What?
Right? They've both lost significant others.
Okay. Now that's a true trauma bond right there.
That's
a common ground.
That alone.
Is that what it is?
That alone, I could see that bringing them together. Khalee seems like the type. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes Kellis is out here, you know.
Stop
just
calling her that. Her name is Khalee. Hit the milkshake, by the way.
Say whatever you want to say. Some say Kellis, some say Khalees.
It's Khalees, everybody. Don't call her Kellis.
If you're wondering who Khalees is.
You know Khalees. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, Bill Murray. Bill Murray came to the yard. Okay,
Bill Murray's staying in the yard, too.
I'm going to age myself, but I don't care. Khalees, in my mind, I still think back to the day she was with Nas. Okay?
Of course.
And then her and Nas break up. And then she was married to a guy who died.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bill Murray as well lost his significant other. So they have that bond that they both lost, which I get would bring you together. But now they're sleeping together? Like, what did I miss here?
Man, listen, maybe Bill Murray got some big game. You know, Bill Murray got Bill game. And Khalees is not the one to go, I'm not, you know, I don't like him. I think he looks too old. When you're a celebrity, you know you sometimes just got to move in different circles. Maybe Khalees really likes a funny man.
You're wrong.
And we know Bill Murray's a funny man.
But he's 72 and he looks like her dad. And
still got game. Game is game.
Not even her dad.
Game is game. Bill Murray's.
Her friend's dad. Because, hello. Like, I can't even, like, what the hell?
Bill Murray's pimping in my book, and Khalees is out here getting it. I'm proud of both of them. I like it.
I cannot process this couple, but the rumors keep flying that Bill Murray and Khalees, 72 and 43, are getting it on, everybody.
Just wait until the engagement.
I'm not, in fact.
No.
I'm good. Good luck. Ed Sheeran. Eyes closed. 103.7 Kiss FM. Don't go anywhere because at 8:40, we've got not only tickets for you to get into Summerfest, but you're going to get some pit passes. You're going to be going to see Nikki Yore, Young Gravy at Summerfest, which is only a few weeks away, everybody.
Mr. Clean himself. He's another local cat because he went to Madison, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure he went to Madison.
He did, yes.
Young Gravy, he spends more than enough time in the Wisconsin area.
Mm-hmm. We're giving away a lot of stuff this week. 7:45, we have Ava Max tickets at Summerfest and 840 every day this week. We've got Nikki Yore and Young Gravy.
So going strong. Just to start it off. Just wait, man.
Just wait. Ooh. Okay, so I want to tell you right now, though, since we have tickets, I got to get into this. Mm-hmm. What I watched on Hulu this weekend. DZ, I couldn't wait to come to work and talk to you about this. I was so excited about this documentary. I didn't even know it was out until I opened Hulu looking for something to watch last night.
Uh-huh.
And I went, what is this?
Wait, a documentary?
What is this? It's directed by Eva Longoria, everybody.
Ooh.
It is the story about the man who invented Flamin' Hot Cheetos, DZ.
Oh, what? Wait,
it's
what?
So good. And
Hold on.
It's got corny parts, but it's so, the story.
Corny, because they're chips.
Corny.
I see what you did there.
But it's so good. It was,
really?
I was really glad I watched it because it's just an interesting story. We don't think about how these things come to life.
It's a feel-good story. And I mean, when you think about snacks and chips and things like that, nobody ever goes, I wonder how these got started.
Never.
Nobody ever goes, when did this become a thing? No, this just always been there in your brain, right?
And I'm not going to give anything away because I want everybody to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But it basically is based on a man who was trying to get his family, support his family.
Ain't we all, dog?
He's a guy working, he's working at the Frito-Lay factory, you know, in Texas. He's a Mexican man and he's like trying to come up with something to get his family out of poorness, right?
So it's the story of Richard Montañez, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Frito-Lay was not doing so hot. And so he was like, that's because your chips are not spicy enough. And watching all of this develop and, you know, him kind of come up with this idea and how he gets it to them. And because he was literally a janitor who came up with the recipe for Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Right. A compelling feel-good story.
It's so good how it, you know.
No spoiler alert.
Nothing.
Immigrant alert. You know what I'm saying?
Like it's so, underdog story of the year. It's so good.
And you could go online. Like, there's nothing to spoil. It's a true story.
It's
not like it's made up. It's not like the new Spider-Man movie where you're like, oh, I can't say this. Oh my gosh, I can't talk about this shoe or blah, blah, blah.
This is a true story.
This is a true story, and it really is about somebody pulling themselves up by their bootstraps, right, and making it work. Man, he said this man was a janitor.
He was a janitor at the Frito-Lay factory and just wanted to find his break, and he came up with Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And it's so good. So you have to watch it. It's on Hulu. It's called Flamin' Hot. Like I said, Eva Longoria directed it.
That's big. She's into the production game now. She's like kind of done into the behind. Mm-hmm. She's done in front of the screen and is now behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
I'm gonna try to watch that today, G.
Please watch.
I didn't know this was out. I actually didn't even know this was coming, and I
didn't
feel
either.
Stupid.
I didn't either. I literally turned on Hulu and I went, I didn't know there was a documentary about the guy that invented Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but I'm in.
I'm in. I love
but
hot
I'm
Cheetos.
In.
Are you kidding me?
Even if I don't, but I still want to know.
I don't.
The story. I'm a white person. It'll make sense when you watch it. They joke about how white people don't like spice.
Because
like,
they're spicy.
And, you know, they needed something. So.
My wife loves hot Cheetos. What are you talking about?
I'm kidding. A lot of white people love hot Cheetos.
Duh.
I'm being facetious, but
duh.
I personally...
Get a little spicy.
I'm a little chicken when it comes to spice. So please watch Flamin' Hot on Hulu. And if there's anything else you want to recommend that's out right now, because I know like some of the basics are back, like The Kardashians and Selling Sunset, all those shows are back. What else should we be watching? I would love to take your calls or texts at 414-533-1037.
I got a question for you real quick.
Yeah.
So is with it being done through Eva Longoria, she's got this like artistic style.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a full-on documentary? Or is it more like it's like a storyline?
It's a movie. It's a movie. Sorry.
About him.
I shouldn't have said documentary. That was really stupid, actually. It's a movie about
this
guy.
So people are playing the characters and you see his life and there might be some dramatizations.
Some, but it's good.
But overall, Buddy's a janitor that starts one of the greatest snacks known to man.
Yeah. And again, we don't think about this stuff.
That's lit.
So tell us what we should be watching right now. Seriously. I mean...
What's on your watch list?
What's on your watch list?
It's the start to summer. We need a watch list.
That's the thing. My kids are like, I need stuff to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm off school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have to work this summer. What are you watching? 414-533-1037. I love taking people's suggestions on something good you got to watch. Kiss FM. Minutes away from you winning tickets to Summerfest to go see Nikki Yore and Young Gravy. And we've got pit passes. It's going to be good stuff because Summerfest is right around the corner. So don't leave. Less than 10 minutes for you to win those tickets.
Mr. Clean and your favorite Yore.
Yes, exactly. All right, so I was just telling DZ that I got so into the movie, not documentary, movie on Hulu last night called Flamin' Hot, about the guy who came up with the Flamin' Hot Cheetos idea at Frito-Lay, and I loved it. And I said, you know, Eva Longoria directed it. It was just, it was, even though there were corny parts, no pun intended.
Of course.
It was a good little movie. Somebody texted in and said, I heard that story got debunked by Frito-Lay themselves. Well, at the end of the movie, you see pictures of the guy in his office at Frito-Lay. So I don't think the story, there might be pieces of it.
So he was never a janitor.
The guy existed and he definitely came up with the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
He actually worked in the mail room. He wasn't a janitor. Oh my God. Okay. No,
but
I'm playing.
Nonetheless, we want to know what you guys are watching. Riley is in Adele this morning. Good morning, Riley.
Good morning.
Hey. So
I suggested watch Flamin' Hot on Hulu. What's your suggestion if we need summer watches? What do you got?
I would say this is like a little short binge. They just came out. It's called Shiny Happy People. It's like the Duggar documentary.
Yes.
The second person to recommend that to me and say it's so. They said I'm going to be mad when I get done with it.
I would say it's messy. It's a messy like 4-episode series. It's intense.
Is it true?
My wife watched it.
Is it true that none of the kids got paid? The dad continues to get paid while the adult children get nothing. Is that true?
Yeah, and they dive into it real good. Like, they're going to get really angry at the TV quickly.
It's going to make me angry. That's the problem.
And part of the problem is that they look like such the perfect family on television with all them 50 kids,
but
man.
They're being controlled.
Yep. Right.
Is the core, I believe, of the documentary. They're controlling them from, like, childhood, like, you know.
Well, they had this, like, weird saying that was, like, obedient kids or something like that, like, where it's, like, no yelling, no nothing. Everybody's obedient.
It's
always.
Like it's cultish. It's cultish.
Ooh, chill.
It's creepy.
It's such a spider web. Like, is they tied all the way to, like, the, like, CEO of Hobby Lobby.
Shocker. Wow. Shocker. But anyway, don't get me started on Hobby Lobby this early in the morning.
Yeah, for real.
Thanks for calling, Riley.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
So she said Shiny Happy People on Hulu. Or on Amazon Prime. Sorry. Not Hulu. A lot of people are texting that one in. People are saying Air finally came out about the Nike Air shoes. I got to watch that.
That was really good.
I got to watch that.
The new Fast and the Furious is out. Fast 10.
What?
That's out in theaters. But, gee, the one that I was thinking about.
Yeah.
That, the Idol. The one with The Weeknd. All that stuff in there.
HBO Max.
You know how everybody's saying, or do you know what everybody's saying about
it? No.
They're saying that it's basically based off Britney.
Britney Spears?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it yet, but everybody's going in and saying, oh, we've seen this story before, from upbringing to some of the outfits to all this things going on. They're saying they basically ripped the Britney story.
Or ripped the childhood growing up in Hollywood.
The Hollywood
story.
Kid. Right. And then it's too reminiscent for some people. What they focused on was some of the fashion choices. But you got to think of the time period it's set in.
Of course. Christina and Britney wore a lot of the same clothes.
Right.
They had the belly button ring with the low rise jeans and
everybody had a crop top and bootcut jeans right then.
The difference was, were you wearing heels or tennis shoes? That was the difference. If Britney's wearing tennis shoes, Christina Aguilera's wearing heels, right? Let's go to Andrea in Cudahy this morning. Good morning, Andrea. What's a show we should be binging or watching right now?
Good morning. I'm suggesting a show called Primo, P-R-I-M-O.
Cousin.
It's on Amazon.
Go on.
It's hilarious. About a Hispanic family just living together, a single mom, her son, and her 5 brothers. It's hilarious.
That's good.
You gotta watch it. It's only 8 episodes.
So,
but it's funny.
Andrea,
I recommend it.
And it's a first season too, so it's a brand new show.
Yes.
And we can't do more than 8 episodes, let's be real.
True.
We don't even have the tolerance for short series anymore.
8 to 10. Yeah. 8 to 10 tops.
We're good with that. Yeah. Okay, we're going to check that out. Thank you, Andrea.
I'm going to write that one down. Primo, for sure.
Yeah, Primo.
All right.
Appreciate you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Southside Sean texted in and said, check out Cocaine Bear on Peacock. I've heard about Cocaine Bear.
I haven't watched that yet.
I haven't either.
So,
okay,
do you know the story about what happened with Cocaine Bear or whatever?
Go on.
So there is planes that were running from Colombia to the States, transporting Pablo Escobar's whatever.
Does some bear, like, ingest cocaine for
exactly.
real?
One of them, there's a wreck, and they start bailing stuff out. A bear finds the cocaine and goes crazy. It's a bad deal. Probably makes a great movie. Haven't seen it, but it looks so goofy.
I saw a lot on social media about it. Somebody else texted in, and what are they suggesting here? More shiny, happy people about the Duggars.
I don't know what the show From is about, but my wife is watching that religiously From? Right now.
I never even heard
of
it.
Yeah,
I can tell you one that's great, Cruel Summer, which they just came out with another season on Hulu. It is so, the first season is money. And when I realized there's a new season out, I wanted to go watch it. You won't be disappointed with Cruel Summer.
Really?
You will not be disappointed with Cruel Summer on Hulu. Trust me.
You know what I was trying to do this summer? Hmm. Besides, you know, having a not cruel summer?
What?
I was trying to watch all the crappy, like, indie budget, like, the worst films possible.
Why?
I don't know. I like those
Wouldn't
films.
Wouldn't that be boring?
Nah. I love those films. I like terrible acting. I like seeing people that I've never seen in my life before.
Okay.
I love bad movie shots and camera work and seeing the gore that doesn't look like gore because you can tell it's ketchup.
You like low budget.
I like low budget.
You like low budget. You know? I can't complain about
I like
that.
How I live. Low
that's,
budget, baby.
Touché.
You are what you eat, baby.
Touché. All right. Well, thanks for all your suggestions. We'll keep reading your texts and whatnot.